Well, good morning, or hello. Could be evening for you, I don't know. But hope you guys are doing well. Driving to the gym this morning before work. And I've been going through the series talking about letting go. And the first one was about letting go of failures. And the one I want to talk about today is letting go of bitterness. Letting go of bitterness. Bitterness is something that sort of clings to us, that tries to stay around when we try to kick it out. And it has to go back to like, what causes bitterness? You know, why am I bitter? What happened? Well, usually it's because someone or even a situation has caused you to be bitter, to be angry, to be resentful. Someone did something to you. They said something to you. They wronged you. And so because of that, the root of bitterness sort of took hold and took over, and you're miserable. And maybe this has happened. It's probably happened because we're human and this does happen. But bitterness is, if it's not taken care of, oh man, it can just take you over. It can distract you. It can suck all the happiness out of you. And so what do? Well, we let go of bitterness. Just let go of it. Because some people, they want to be angry. And they want to hold grudges for weeks, for months, for years, for the rest of their life. They're not even going to attempt to reconcile. And that's a sad thing, especially for believers. You know, in the context of Christianity, if you don't even try, if you don't even attempt to reconcile, then you're not really in line with what the Bible says. You know, so often we'll look to someone else and blame them and just say, well, I don't care, and not even go back to deal with it. But, you know, it ought not be so. We should deal with those things. And some people are just like, I don't want to confront, so I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to avoid. I'm not going to confront, so I'm just going to avoid. And you can do that if you want to live in that immaturity, but that's not the way to live. That's not the way to live as believers, especially, right? Because we work things out. Mature believers will sit there, hash it out, and then work it out. And then come to a compromise and come to a conclusion. Kind of like marriage. You know, within marriage, that's what you want to do. You get in arguments, you get in disputes once in a while. And so what do? You come together, you hash it out, you talk it out, you pray it out, and then you move forward. You learn from it, and you move forward. You don't just say, oh, I'm going to divorce you and go to the next person. Uh-uh. Same thing with Christian unity. You don't just let what someone says or does cause bitterness in your heart and just hold on to that resentment and walk away. The flesh loves that. The flesh loves to be bitter. The flesh loves to be angry. The flesh loves to just say, well, who cares? Just be mad at them. Not the way of the Lord, though, right? Not the way of the believer who is maturing in the faith. And so bitterness, if there's a root of bitterness in your heart, it's time to let that bitterness go. Or else you're not going to move forward. Or else you're not going to grow. You're just going to be stunted in your spiritual progress and your growth to the Lord, towards the Lord. And you know, Jesus is our ultimate example. And you look at him, and what did he do? Well, he did have some confrontations with the religious leaders, with the Pharisees, the Sadducees. And so he did have those confrontations, those moments where he had holy anger. But he didn't take that holy anger with him and let it turn into sin. Because the Bible, Ephesians 4, says, be angry but do not sin. And so Jesus didn't rebuke these guys and then remain bitter towards them and try to, you know, avoid them or act, you know, he wasn't a hater towards them. Now the religious leaders were haters. That's why he rebuked them. They would use people. Right? They would make people feel guilty. They were just immature. Actually, they weren't even, most of them, or many of them, were not even believers. They just looked the part. but there was no substance. Their heart was far from God, right? They honored him with their lips, their heart was far from him. But Jesus rebuked them, but he didn't walk around bitter towards them. He didn't let that root of bitterness grow within his heart. Or else his ministry would have looked a lot different, right? He would have been unhappy. He would have been miserable. He wouldn't have walked around and spread joy and truth, right? He wouldn't have. But he did. We can't let bitterness grab a hold of our hearts and pull us down, pull us under the water. Or else we'll be a horrible example of what a Christian really is. We're like, oh yeah, that's that Christian. They're bitter and angry all the time. Uh-huh. No thanks. I'm happy how I am. Like, that's just a bad witness, right? You should go to great lengths for people, and especially in order to work out those things that need to be worked out. You know, being blessed to be a pastor for over a decade and be able to just minister to people, it's been amazing. But there are certain times in counseling where I'm like, you're clearly bitter towards this person or towards this situation, and you need to deal with it. And if you don't deal with it, you're just going to be unhappy the rest of your life. Like, sometimes that reality has to come to the surface, and you have to come to that place where you go, yeah, you're right. I'm wrong. I am bitter, and I'm holding on to it. I need to let it go. And so it's like, let go of that bitterness, or else it's just going to, it's going to pummel you on a daily basis. It's going to pull you down. It's going to stunt, not stunt, it's going to pull down and mess with your countenance. And so people will see it, because they realize you are holding on to that bitterness. I thought Christians were meant to forgive and walk in newness of life. But you're a Christian, a believer, and you're holding on to these things. But I thought the main thing with Christianity was forgiveness, but you're not forgiving, so you're bitter. So how is that representing Christ? How am I representing Christ if I'm holding on to bitterness? You know, let it go. Do all you can to work it out with whatever the person or the situation. Do all that you can. Pray, do all that you can. But if they don't want to work towards it, if they don't want to do what Jesus would do and work it out and reconcile, then you know it's time to let it go and to let that bitterness fall to the ground, because your conscience could be clear because you did all that you could do to try to reconcile. But the person who you're trying to reconcile with wants nothing to do with it. So you've done all you can biblically. Give it to the Lord. Let it go. Don't let bitterness pull you down, because the root of bitterness will seriously destroy the whole plant, destroy your whole heart. So let it go. I've had to do that a lot. You know, in ministry, it's messy. In ministry, someone once said, sarcastically, obviously, but someone once said, yeah, ministry would be really easy if it weren't for the people. And it's like, yes, because we're all sinners in need of a Savior. We all mess up. We all revert back to the natural rather than the supernatural. And so there are times where people are difficult, and they become bitter, and they don't want to reconcile, and there's nothing you can do. But between you and the Lord, you can let that thing go. You can forgive that person. You can continue to pray for them when they come to your mind. But let that bitterness go. Let it go. There's no reason to hold on to it. It's just going to make you miserable. Because, again, I reiterate this, the flesh loves things that feel good, pleasurable things, right? That are out of line with God, and the flesh also loves to be miserable. The flesh also loves to be bitter. The flesh also loves to wallow in misery, because to the flesh it feels good. I know it sounds weird, but it's true. But we're not to walk in the flesh. We're to walk in the Spirit. So that bitterness, let it go. Let it go. Give it to God. And move forward with a smile on your face, you know, rather than with a scowl on your face. And you'll be free. Relieved. Let that bitterness go. Well, God bless you guys. Hope you have an amazing day. Talk to you next time.